spiritual platform, the past, present and future calculation is according to this body. There are different calculations. It is scientifically true, relativity, law of relativity. This world's past, present and future is different from the past, present, future of an ordinary man. Hence, past, present and future is different from human being. So, this past, present and future is in relationship with this body. Actually, as we are eternal spirit soul, we have no past, present or future. Just like this child is playing, after a few years, this age will be a past tense. Every one of us, we had also similar body, and that is now past tense. But I am this proprietor of the body. I remember that in such and such year I was a child like this, in such and such year I was a boy like this, in such and such year I was a young man like this, therefore I is eternal. I am eternal. This past and present and future is due to the change of body. Is it not a fact? I am the same feeling, I am feeling same. The old man, an old man, he also remembers his enjoyments during his youthful time. And sometimes he wants to go back to those youthful days. An old man, when he meets his old friend, he talks about his youthful days. That means, as spirit soul, I am always youthful. But due to this condition of this body, I am feeling sometimes childish, sometimes old man, sometimes this or that. Bhagavad Gita explains this idea very nicely. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. The spirit soul has no birth, no death. This body, just like we are no longer in our past childhood body, similarly, when this body will be also finished, it does not mean that I will not exist. I will continue to exist. As I am existing, as I can remember my childhood days, my youthhood days, therefore I am existing. In spite of my that childhood body being finished, my youthhood body being finished, I am existing. Similarly, after finishing this body also, I will exist. Is there any difficulty to understand? There is no difficulty. I am eternal. The only difference is that because we are infinitesimal living spark, therefore we forget. Just like I can remember roughly about my childhood days, but I cannot remember the day-to-day activities in my childhood. That is, that defect is there due to my infinitesimal position. In the Bhagavad Gita, this fact was very nicely discussed between Arjuna and Krishna. When Krishna said that this philosophy was spoken by me to the sun god millions of years ago, Arjuna inquired, "My dear Krishna, how can I believe that he spoke some millions of years ago this philosophy to the sun god?" What was the answer? The answer is, Krishna said, "Yes, millions and millions of times I also appear, and you also appear. The difference is that you do not remember, I remember." That is the difference between God and ordinary living. Otherwise, qualitatively, God and the living entity the same. The only difference is that He is great, infinite. Therefore, we cannot calculate His infinite qualities. But I, being infinite simmer, my qualities, my capacities, my energy, they are very infinite. Therefore, I forget. And because I forget, therefore I cannot remember what was my body in my last birth. Because I cannot remember. Death means forget. Just like at night you forget everything, sleeping. Similarly, when this body is finished, we forget about this body. We are interested in the next body. So, this forgetfulness is the opposite number of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, we are trying to revive Krishna consciousness, means we are trying to get out of this conditional life of forgetfulness. That is our perfection of life. We are trying to achieve that perfectional state of life that is called struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. So, our last point of perfection, where we can survive eternally, is Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness movement is started in your country. It is not a new manufactured thing, concocted thing. It is very old. Because the Bhagavad Gita is there, Krishna consciousness means Bhagavad Gita. Even from historical calculation, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken at least 5,000 years ago. So this Krishna consciousness movement is, even from historical calculation, at least 5,000 years old. So modern history of the world cannot give any chronological data of historical events more than 3,000 years. But this Krishna consciousness movement is still older, from prehistoric days. It is not new. eternal. As I am eternal, God is eternal, this consciousness is also eternal. But because we have forgotten, due to the covering of the illusory energy, we have to revive it. That is our business. In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sardha Kabhu Nahe Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kalayuda. This Krishna consciousness is dormant in every person. Otherwise, why you are taking so much interest? You are all American boys and girls. I don't think in this meeting there is any Indian. Somebody may say that Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu, it is Hindu God. No, Krishna is for everyone. If Krishna would not have been for everyone, how could you especially take up this movement so serious? Krishna also says that he does not belong to any particular sect. He says that all living entities in different types of forms, 8,400,000 of forms. And Krishna claims that he is the seed-giving father of all of them. So Krishna consciousness movement is not limited to any particular sect, any particular country or people. It is for everyone. It is universal. Simply, we have to revive it. That consciousness is there in everybody. It is dormant. And we are just trying to revive it. Just a man is sleeping and some of his friends is calling him, Mr. Such and Such, please wake up. You are too much sleeping. Please wake up. Similarly, our movement is, in this country, my dear Western brothers, you are too much sleeping in material hallucination. This is not your business. Sleeping is not business. Please wake up. Please be awakened. Take Krishna consciousness. Simply by awakening, our business is to awaken. And then he takes to it. Then he remembers everything. I am so pleased that these boys are kindly helping me in spreading this consciousness for men. And Krishna will bless them. I am very insignificant. I have no capacity. My business is only to convey the message of Krishna. Just like a postal peon, his business is to convey the letter. He is not responsible for the body of the letter. The reaction after reading one letter, the addressee may feel something, but that responsibility is not for the pure. Similarly, my responsibility is what I have received from the cyclic succession from my spiritual master. I am just presenting the same thing, but without any adulteration. That is my business. That is my response. I must present things exactly in the same way as it was presented by Krishna, as it was presented by Arjuna, as it was presented by our Acharyas, Lord Chaitanya, And at last my spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So similarly, if you take up the Krishna consciousness movement in the same spirit, and if you distribute to other people, to your other countrymen, surely it will be effective. Because there is no adulteration. There is no bluff. There is no cheating. It is pure spiritual consciousness. Just practice it and distribute it. Your life will be glorious. Thank you. Thank you.